Well, it's been a while.
It has been a while, but we got it. We got good reasons, right?
Oh, yeah. We had a crazy snowstorm.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, say, you know, 13 inches of snow isn't much. But here, it ain't snowed like that since, like, 98, I think is what my mom said.
Yeah, 99 or one, something like that.
It was crazy.
I know I was, like, six.
Yeah.
Or something like that, my grandpa said. So around there, I was either five or six. I'm 27 now. So that's, think about that.
That's wild. Yeah. Had that, and then your boy had a run-in with COVID, but I didn't actually get it. Just had to get tested, you know?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
It is, it good is Lord what it looking is, out. Man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He was, for sure, for sure. But now we're going to get back on our grind a little bit here.
Yeah. Two podcasts a week,
yep.
And maybe a live episode. For sure, live episodes in April.
Yep.
I actually move out here in April, so I'll be closer to Clay and Lanny. I don't know if you guys watched the vids or I talked about this somewhere. But yeah, that's been a goal of mine, and I'm finally able to make that happen because of you guys. And yeah, finally found a nice spot. I'm super excited to just, you know, get out here and, you know, get closer to you guys. And yeah, just start, you know, working on more content, man.
I'm sure that'll be on his channel, but you gotta
watch the freaking vlogs. Y'all not watching. Actually, they watched the last one. I gotta clap it up for everybody. They watched the last one. I think it hit like 60K in like 3 days. It's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Y'all keep the views there. I swear I keep hooping.
Yeah, and bring those views over here. We'd love to see those,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Yeah.
We just hit 3K that. Subs.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
We can clap it up.
Okay.
A little update. A lot's happened since we've been gone. We've had a lot of good comments.
Yeah.
I guess the most up-to-date thing, though, that we need to talk about is All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
I think the fans heard us. They finally put Brad Beal on the All-Star roster.
Man, I don't think they had a choice because I was about to real deal email the commissioner.
And not only that, he's a starter.
Thank you. Although the record isn't there, once you see a bucket in the All-Star, like, once you see a bucket, he should be an All-Star. I think that's just how it should work. You know, sometimes the record is not the best and the team don't have great chemistry. But Bradley Beal is going crazy. He should have been an All-Star last year, too. But I'm glad he's a starter, man, because some of the moves I be watching, he be really chopping people up, bro. Really, he's getting to it.
He is. And of the starters on his team,
mm-hmm.
he's the one averaging the most points. Can you take a guess what he's averaging right now?
He's averaging 31 points.
33.
Damn!
32.8.
What?
Yep.
He's averaging 32.8?
Yep, Giannis and Kyrie are behind him with 29, and Joel Embiid with
29. What KD averaging? I had KD for MVP.
Ooh, well, actually, KD's averaging 29.
Damn.
29, 5, and 7.
So Kyrie and KD averaging 29 on the same team.
Kyrie's averaging 27 and 29.
Stupid. What is Harden averaging?
24.5. Well, 24.9. So
still good.
He's averaging 25 and 11.
Assists?
Yes.
They really all stars.
They really are. They really are. And that's another thing that people have been wanting us to talk about is
what?
How well James Harden's filling in the point guard role.
I mean,
we kind of talked about it when he went over there. Like, mm-hmm. will he be the point guard? Who's going to be the point guard? Who's going to be the trigger man? And Kyrie said in a press conference, told him straight up, you're the point guard.
That's so dope to me.
That's awesome.
Because when you hear that from, like, the person who's kind of expected to run the one,
mm-hmm.
it makes – that team chemistry increases so much, bro.
It's
wild. That was such a mature thing for him to do. Take a step aside to say, okay, Harden, you can run the one. I just want to get to a bucket. I'll run the two. I'm a combo guard type guard right now, so let me play the two. Of course Kyrie can pass it.
For sure.
But, you know, I think he wants to score that hole. So
He's got to.
You know what I'm saying? So playing off of Harden taking the back seat as well, not scoring as much, clearly can score. Yeah, and just being a facilitator is really good for that team. Great job by all of them, man.
It really is. I honestly didn't think having three superstars mm-hmm. on one team. Of course, we've seen it with the big three, and then we saw it with the next big three.
Who are you considering the next?
Talking about Miami and
uh-huh.
and Golden State.
Golden State, you thinking with KD, Klay, and
Steph. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a big three. I mean,
LeBron said that was a better big three than the one with the Nets. Do you agree?
With the Nets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I do.
You think Steph, Klay, and KD is better than KD, Harden, and Kyrie?
Yeah, because I think you have better defense, and the only reason is because of Klay Thompson.
Yeah, okay.
Because you got to think, Klay can he can score 50 with on like six dribbles, but he can also play. He can also guard your best player.
Yeah, he was checking Kyrie a lot.
Yeah, and that's a tough check. I mean, anybody,
swear to God, I couldn't imagine. I was guarding Bradley early and was like, "Hey, slow down a little bit."
Yeah. Which, speaking of, stay tuned for that on House.
Yeah.
Later this week. This video will probably go up maybe tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll definitely post that. So I do have one question though. The other person in the East has just been absolutely hooping is Zach LaVine. I mean, he's going nuts.
What is he averaging?
He's averaging 29, 5, and 5.
That's wild, bro. 29 back in the day would solidify the MVP point-wise.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, it's just so easy now. It's like
they averaging 30.
Yeah, they are. It's going crazy. People are hooping. Do you think he should have been a star? I think he should have been a starter.
He plays the two, right?
Mm-hmm. I think
it's hit. I mean, it could go either way. I would keep Brad Beal there, unless you're saying he should be at the three.
Well, I think of the five, honestly, for somebody that has not played a lot of games, I think you could just bring Kyrie off the bench. I mean, I know his name. I know his name is, you know, he's Kyrie Irving. But I think Zach LaVine has done enough to solidify a starting position over Kyrie, because you know Kyrie took a paid vacation not too long ago.
Yeah.
But ever since then, he's been really hooping. But when you really look at the stat, I mean, I'm looking at the stats of these guys. Like, everybody is just, they're monsters.
They real deal. These are really all-stars.
Yeah,
that's
really
one thing
are.
You can say about this year. These guys are really all-stars. How do you feel about them not making Trae Young an all-star? You know, KD's not playing now. Do you think Trae Young should have got that spot?
In some ways, yes, but it's just – I feel like it's very guard-heavy when you look at the amount of people that are really good in the league just because they're more ball-dominant.
Okay.
You know, like, you have your – of course, you have your big men that touch the ball all the time and AD and, like, Jokic. But if you're looking at guards that they get the outlet pass every time, mm-hmm. Trae Young is their primary ball handler. So his stats kind of reflect that. But I definitely think, you know, if KD's not playing, I think he should definitely be able to step in. They did snub Devin Booker. Like, he is now. He took mm-hmm. somebody else's spot.
Right.
Because AD's not going to play. Mm-hmm. And, KD's out with the hamstring. But I'm glad to see D-Book in there as well. I think it's well-deserved. He's only averaging 25, but only 25, you know?
Yeah, come on, man. If I averaged 25 in the league, you would not hit it. I would literally be calling you every day like, yo, how's my averages? You still see that, Klay? Like, I still got 25, man. What you want me to do next? Like, I would literally be hitting you up every day, bro.
Yeah, I would. I would post it on my story every day.
Yeah, see, that's love, man. Devin Booker just averaging 25, not tripping.
No, not
different
at all.
Type of breed of dude. I'm telling you,
not at all. Do you think anybody else other than Trae Young should have been an All Star?
Man, I feel like they got it right.
I really do too. Let's run through it here. The East starters are going. Well, not KD. He's not playing. I don't know who's going to take his spot. You can adjust if you do this.
It's right here.
If you unscrew it and then push this little arm, push it back. And I'll pull it back.
A little more?
No, like push the arm.
Oh, right here?
Yeah, you should be able to pull it. You're pulling against yourself now. You're still pulling against yourself.
Oh, it's right here.
There you go. That might be better. Or it might fall. Nope. So you probably need to push it back.
Right in here, maybe.
There we go. Yeah. Now it shouldn't fall.
Okay. There we go.
Back to regularly scheduled programming. Anyway. All
right.
So let's look at it here. KD's not playing. Giannis, obviously. Brad Beal. Thank God. Thank you guys. Finally.
Yep.
Joel Embiid is a starter.
Yep.
With Kyrie Irving. Your reserves are going to be Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, James Harden. Think about that. A guy averaging 25 and 11 and 7.
Yeah, that's wild, bro.
With Zach LaVine, Julius Randle, Ben Simmons, Vucevic, and Sabonis. There was a comment the other day, a long time ago about Sabonis, that he's really been holding it down out there in
Indiana. So,
but I just don't really, he's averaging 22 and 12.
That's solid.
That's pretty solid for a big man.
So you think they didn't make Trae Young, or they didn't give him that spot because it's so guard heavy already?
I think that is one aspect that they look at. It's like, okay, well, there's a lot more point guards, but you can also equally make the argument that there's just as many big men in the league as there are point guards.
Yeah, and it's just the All-Star game. It's just like who you want to see. I want to see Trae Young.
Yeah, I do too.
And it's in Atlanta.
Yeah, that is very valid. That's true. That's a good point.
Let's get Trae Young in there, man. You know what I'm saying? But
this Western Conference starting team is pretty crazy, though, to me.
Let me
obviously Bron.
Yep.
Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Luka.
Yep.
Jokic and Kawhi.
That is a crazy squad.
What is that? What's that team's record if they started an 82 game season? You think they could beat the 73-9 Warriors?
Nah, just because they wouldn't be too effed up.
Yeah, that's true. But you got Kawhi and LeBron for defense.
I could see them losing maybe 15 games max.
Yeah, I think so.
I could see something like that. 15, 11 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like it wouldn't be a crazy amount of L's.
But they could go out there and win, and they would be real light too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like with just
that's a crazy squad.
Lace them up, get out there, get it done, play 48 minutes, let's go home.
Yep.
Get on a bus.
I can see that.
On to the reserves, your boy PG.
Yes, sir.
He's on there with
they was hating on him last year, said he wouldn't even make it, man.
Which he was 2019 All-NBA first team. He was first team in 2019, which, yes, is 2 years ago, we know. Mm-hmm. We got Rudy. Dame. Do you think Dame should be a starter?
Yeah, see, that's the question. That could go either way. I don't mind him making Steph the starter.
Because Steph's really out. He's really proving a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
He's really proving, what he can do. A lot of people said, you've had Klay, you had a good coach, a good system, this, that, and the third. He's had bad ankles.
Yep.
And he's really overcome everything. He's averaging 30.
Damn.
7-5.
I didn't know that. I thought he was like a 27 type of guy right now. 30 is tough, man.
Yeah, he's been getting them up. And then, obviously, you got Donovan Mitchell, Chris Paul, Zion, and D-Book.
Mm.
Two-time All-Star, replaces injured Anthony Davis.
Man, I wish KD was playing, bro.
I do, too. And that's one thing one of our people, I think it's JTH here. I'm looking at the comments now. I've upgraded and finally got a laptop.
Hey, I was no. I'm like, hey, man, that looks new.
Yeah, it is. It is new. So JTH said he needs to know thoughts on how KD changed the game. We touched on it a little bit in the other pods. As far as changing the game, I think he really just kind of showed the versatility of a big man.
Yeah. The ability to put it on the floor at that height, the ability to dunk, to have the type of bounce that he has. Like, he got sneaky bounce.
He really does.
At that height is crazy. The ability to score at will, again, is crazy. I think 1 year with the Warriors, he made one of the defensive teams, right? Am I bugging? I know he was getting a lot of blocks. I don't know if he made a defensive team or not, but he was really active around the rim,
mm-hmm.
getting a lot of blocks. So, again, like you said, the versatility, man, just being able to do that at 7 foot is amazing, bro.
Yeah, and I think what you got to realize is these guys grow up being guards.
Right, right.
Like, AD was the point guard for his high school, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember exactly when he transitioned into his, height.
Yeah.
But that's what they said was, like, he was like, I was running point guard, so, like, I'm just comfortable, And then, mm-hmm. obviously, now he's 7 feet tall and can handle the ball. Same with KD.
Yeah.
He was actually on the same team as Lethal Shooter.
I know. Yeah. I saw, a while back, I know Lethal had posted something.
Yeah.
And I had saw that. I was like, damn, that's super valid.
Yeah, and he's a sniper.
Yeah.
That dude can shoot I saw a video the other day. He was shooting on a triangle rim.
Oh, for real?
Cash, yeah. Cash. Cash money. Anyway, so as far as KD changing the game, I think he really just kind of showed he really showed the versatility of a big man, at that height, kind of like we touched on.
Yeah.
So And he made LeBron put a cast on, like you said the last time.
Yep. A lot of people don't want to talk about that, but nobody else has done that.
I don't think anybody has ever done that, actually.
Nope.
I don't think anybody's ever put a cast on after they got smacked. Now, of course, that was a good team. On staying with LeBron and the Lakers, there's a really good question by Shaq Hayes. He DM'd me on Instagram. He said, what do you think the biggest difference between Mamba mentality and Jordan's mentality? We all know they both had a killer instinct, but Jordan's mentality is never mentioned or talked about as much as Kobe's. So what
really
takes Kobe's to that next level?
I have to disagree with that.
You think so?
I think Mamba's mentality just sounds cool, so we talk about it more, but I think Jordan's mentality is mentioned just as much, just in a different way. Mm-hmm. Like, people would just say, Jordan wouldn't just go out like that, or they'll say,
right,
you have to beat Jordan to maybe not the whole team, but you got to go through Jordan. That says something about his mentality. It's just a little more, I guess, tamed. It's mm-hmm. a little more calm. Then, Mamba mentality, right away we understand what that means.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, I don't know the difference between the two. They kind of work the same way for me mentally, I think.
I really think this question, it is a good question because it really makes you think. We live in an age of social media. Kobe's career took place before, internet really happened, but also ended at the same time. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter.
Yep.
Facebook, everything, is really starting to take hold in terms of media outlets. But I think what we talk about the most is Michael's dominance.
Yeah.
And Kobe was dominant, but the one thing that they always talked about was Kobe's work ethic. He mm-hmm. said,
yeah, that's true too.
Why would I do that when I could wake up at 3, train from 4 to 6, come back home, eat breakfast, take the kids to school, come back, work out, 8 to 10,
Yeah.
back, eat lunch, whatever, and work out like 6 times a day, which is just unreal. I think that's what they really talk about is his work ethic. Of course, like I said, if you watch The Last Dance, Michael's work ethic was crazy too.
Yeah, it was. It was for sure. Putting in a lot of work, man.
I have a pretty cool Michael story, actually. One of the coaches at the U of A actually played with Michael.
Yeah.
He played with him a couple of years in the league. I think his name's Coach Corey Williams. Coach Williams, cool dude.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about
CJ's
him.
Dad.
Yep.
Cool dude. Real cool dude. He was telling us a story about, I can't remember who it was, but this dude basically went off. Like, they were at Washington, and then Washington turned around and came and played them the next day or next – it was the next game.
Yeah.
So it was a home and home. Anyway. This dude goes off for like 40 on Mike, giving him buckets.
Yeah.
Talking to Mike, going,
come here, Mike.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Coach Williams tells the story that Michael, he gets off the bus. He was like, he went straight to the gym, like probably slept in the facility type deal. And I think the next day or something, he told the team, he was like, I'm going to have what he had in the first half.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember you telling me about this story.
And he got 40 in the first half. I think he finished with like 53.
But. I'm going to have what he had in the first half. Damn, to just know that is stupid. If I say that, I ain't going to believe it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have what he had in the first half. Watch. No. I'm going to have 8. I'm going to be like.
And you really, like, as soon as you make the statement, like, dang, what am I going to do to get there?
It's going to be 5 minutes left. I'm going to legit have 8 points. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to have that. But
That's funny. So he gave Coach Williams a nickname. He called him Pee-wee.
Dang, yeah.
And he would always make the new guys play him one-on-one after practice.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a hazing. And Coach Williams was like, I'm young. I'm like 22, 23. I'm thinking, like, I can guard this dude.
Yeah.
And he said they checked up, and he blinked, and Mike was gone. He couldn't. And he was at the rim, like hanging from the rim.
Yeah.
And just, I didn't even let him score. And he just got so mad that he couldn't score. And he walked out, and he turned around. He walked out, and Mike goes, hey, Pee Wee. And he turned around, and he goes, don't get mad. I do this to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, what a flex, man.
Man, I know. Dang, bro.
That's cool.
That's super cool, man.
That's awesome. But, yeah.
Man, don't even be mad, bro.
To that point, I mean, I don't think Mike's really gets talked about because we never really grew up in that heat. His career didn't happen in that age of,
mm-hmm.
Social media, like I said. Let's get into some more comments here. First of all, Did you hear what happened to Bronny?
What happened to him?
Like, tore his meniscus.
Really?
Yeah, not too long ago.
I did not know that.
That was another thing we need to talk about. I guess that Bronny treatment that Dre talks about didn't really work.
Damn. That's tough. The meniscus, it's not as bad as ACL, though, right?
No. I don't think so. I think it's more of like a 3 to 6 month recovery, whereas ACL could be like 6 to 12.
A year.
I'm not a physician or a doctor, though, so I really don't know. But.
Oh, that's tough, man. I didn't want to hear that.
It really is, but he's a sophomore. He's got a little bit more time to bounce back.
Yeah.
I think so. It definitely helps with the idea that, you know, he can come back. Plus, he's LeBron's kid. He has unlimited amount of resources. It would be different if you and I were to go have a knee injury.
No,
we're retiring.
Yeah. No, I'm done.
I'm selling all my shoes.
Man, what?
Or giving them to Goodwill.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm straight. Yeah, I'm about retired after what I went through.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would have too, though.
Man, I said GG's like 5 times, but I feel a lot better on the court now. But that's why I'm just now getting back to that, really, to where I'm feeling comfortable again. So
it takes a long time to trust that thing once you hadn't used it in a while.
Yeah, I feel good out there today, man. But dang, I did want to hear about that, or I didn't want to hear that about Bronny, man. But yeah, prayers up, man. You know, it'll work out, though.
Yeah, he'll be
fine. Yeah. Just like you said, LeBron and them, they'll take care of him.
Oh, yeah, he'll be
shoot
fine.
Shoot something in his knee, he'll be back. He'll be back ready to go.
Exactly. So let's stay on the NBA topic here. Okay. We talked about the all-star starters. The West obviously has Steph Curry. We had a really good question from Cartier Breeze. Not really sorry if I butcher your name. He said, first of all, he holds us accountable. He said, Clay, it's been a week. We need the pod.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. We're, COVID and then the snowstorm.
Really messed us up.
I'll put a clip of the snowstorm now.
Holy cow. Wow. This is awesome. Can't even see anything. I feel bad. I'm about to ruin this.
Again, you northern people, I know that's like a walk in the park. We haven't had snow like that anyway. We already talked about it. But he said he thinks he could get us to argue over this one. So we'll see what happens here.
Okay.
If you were Steph Curry, would you rather have Klay Thompson or Brad Beal?
I think Klay Thompson.
I agree. Sorry, we're not going to argue.
No, I think, yeah. Although Brad Beal is a great player, and I wish he would go over to the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, GG's if that happened.
I know. If you're Steph Curry, I think you'd rather still have Klay Thompson. He can still defend. He can still, you know, you can still run plays for Klay. He can still get you a bucket in the mid post. It's just not going to be as fancy as Brad Beal, but the bucket is still there. You know what I'm saying? That option to get a bucket when you need one is still there with Klay Thompson. Maybe not in the same fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You might
it's
have to run
of
a play.
Finesse bucket. Yeah, exactly. You got to run a play.
You might have to run a play. Set a couple screens to get them open. But, you know, that doesn't change the fact that the bucket giving is still there on Klay Thompson's end.
Mm-hmm. Not many people can drop 40 on 4 dribbles or whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever does that stat, I mean, just clap it up. How can you count the amount of dribbles this man has before he scores? That's wild. Anyway.
They be on it, boy.
They really do. They really do. I mean, just people got to be bored. Yeah. I don't have the patience for that. I don't. I couldn't do it. I could, though. So the last thing I really want to talk about is a little more college-based, but we're going to talk about the number one draft pick situation.
Okay, you thinking?
Tonight, the 27th of February, Cade Cunningham had 40 points and 11 boards. He had 30 in the entire game, the game of the regulation.
Yeah.
And he had 10 in 5 minutes of overtime.
Damn.
Against, I can't remember who, they played Oklahoma.
That's tough. Oklahoma's ranked too.
Yes, really, really good. They're the ones that beat Bama in the SEC Challenge. We didn't see that one coming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think of the three names that I'm about to name, obviously Cade is one of them. Of the other two, who do you think should be the number one pick between Cade, Jalen Green, or Jalen Suggs?
Me personally, I'm going to take Cade.
Mm-hmm.
Personally. Now, I like Jalen Green. I know he's in the G League doing his thing, too. I think he's averaging like 16.5 in the G League. Mm-hmm. Great numbers.
Yep.
But to me, man, I'm a really big fan of Cade's game. Yeah. I've been trying to watch it a little more. He's really poised with the rock. Not saying the other two aren't. I just like how he moves with the rock. I like that he's a 6'8 point guard. I'm real heavy on tall point guards.
KD?
Yeah, man. It's
change the game.
It's just like he has a lot of tools, man. He can score it in the mid post. Mm-hmm. He can put it on the floor. Mm-hmm. His midi is nice. Three ball is nice. Mm-hmm. He can score at all three levels, bro. He can do that.
He's very poised, like you said, but he's very – I don't know what it is about it. He's really got the it factor.
It's something about that, ain't it? Yeah.
Really, it is, and you don't see it a lot nowadays with guys that are one and done, but you can't speed him up. You mm-hmm. can't. I mean, he acts like he's been there before.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously he gamed us. It was, you know, sad to watch. But when you're playing against some of the other team's most athletic guys and you're beating a scheme – Like Arkansas prepped for Cade.
Yep.
I guarantee you they did.
Mm-hmm.
I know OU, every team that plays Cade is prepping for Cade.
Yep.
OU prepped for Cade. This is a rivalry. Yeah. OU and Oklahoma State.
That's facts. That's true. Yep.
And the fact that you can come out and still beat that, I don't really think Jalen Suggs deserves to be number one because he's on a team with, I heard an announcer say he's on a team with two other National Player of the Year candidates.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have 3-on-1 team, you're not really going to be the vital organ of that team. And that's not a diss. Great player. I've actually started watching him because of you guys. You guys, you know, fire me up in the comments.
Super, so super talented.
He is very talented.
Super talented guy.
I'm taking Cade as well, just based off of what we've discussed here. Staying on the topic, we're winding down here in the show. You guys need to stay tuned. It's about to be March, which means it's about to be tourney time.
Yeah.
We have a special announcement on Selection Sunday.
Yeah.
You need to watch out for what we're going to do. Please invite your friends. Tell them to go subscribe now so they can stay up to date. We'll give you more information and details as the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that, do you have anything else that you want to talk about?
Yeah, man. Before we get out of here, just want to give a shout to two people. One I've mentioned before. The first guy is Avery Anderson, man. Super talented dude. He actually grew up watching us, and now I'm watching him. Crazy.
Us being
Kick Genius. Trey and I. But it's crazy now because I really be watching this game like, damn, that's a good move by Abe.
Yeah.
Now I hit him up, responds every time, man, just, you know, saying he appreciates everything, just the support, man. But super cool, super talented dude. You just don't find it too often. Locks up on the defensive end. Got a crazy block in. What game was that we were watching?
Oh, man.
Oh, Texas Tech.
Yep.
Crazy block to really save the game on Texas Tech.
Turned the ball over and got it and tracked it down. Yep.
Man, I don't know. He has a really good game, bro. Really good game.
He does.
Yeah, and again, we can put some clips up if y'all don't know Abe. But, yeah, big thank you to, you know, the little bro, man, because he's motivated me to get back on the court. And then Sabir, bro. Sabir, you know, we don't talk too often, but, you know, he's been putting in work for Georgia. I think the other day you told me he had the first triple-double, right?
In Georgia program history.
He's tough. I had to check him at one point. Super tough to guard. Super tough.
He's a little thick guy, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's a water bug.
Yeah. He got the Kyle Lowry going, kind
of. Yeah. Couldn't have picked a better explanation.
A bucket nonetheless. Pretty shifty, too. I don't know if he does a lot of that. Out there, but I know when I was guarding him, super shifty. At least he was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, that's just two guys I could just think of that's doing really well, man, that I'm proud to kind of know, honestly.
Yeah,
they're my guys, man. So y'all be on the lookout for them, man. I know they may not get the notoriety that they deserve, but I promise it's a lot of people on a lot of teams that do a lot of things that a lot of people don't see.
Right.
So just kind of think about that.
Well, but, I mean, why don't we just go ahead and shout out everybody we were in the gym with?
Yeah.
I know we did that earlier in another pod, but
no, let's keep that going.
You're talking about Xavier, which I obviously never had the opportunity, and Avery, but I've gotten the opportunity to watch them and just see. I mean, Xavier, he did his thing against us at home. It was a 30-point blowout win in favor of the Hogs, but still, nonetheless, he was hooping.
Yeah.
Avery, I watched him a little bit here and there. When you mentioned who he was, I was like, okay, I need to pay attention to this kid.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing work ethic. You can tell he's kind of the bulldog on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
He's one that kind of checks the other team's
best offensive player.
He's gonna say, no, I want that dude. I want to guard him.
That's the mentality he got too.
That's amazing. University of Houston.
Reggie.
Has Reggie Chaney.
Yeah, shouts to Reggie, man.
I'll put photos of these people up as long as we don't get them in trouble. These are guys that were in the gym in the summertime with us. You guys probably didn't watch Jay's vlogs. You need to go back and watch them.
They didn't watch it, man.
You need to go back and watch them. Reggie was not in there, but for congratulations' sake, I guess,
yeah.
Reggie was in there pushing you every day.
Man, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think about this probably more often than I should, but a big reason why I was able to get better over the summer was because of people like Reggie and, you know, a couple others that Clay will mention who you will probably be surprised. You'll probably be surprised what he's about to say, but Reggie, man, great defender, does a lot of little things for Houston. Yep. But, you know, they don't know, like, he can put the ball on the floor. They don't know he can dribble full court behind the back. Like, he got a lot in his bag. Swear. I know it don't be seeming like it. I know it don't. I wish y'all could see the footage and how I was hooping with these guys. I remember breaking them down with a Hezzy one time. He just kind of let me go, and I thought I had a layup. Went to glass that shit. And we were playing one possession, so they were off the other way. But he already knew that. You know, I wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I got him behind me. I got him pinned. Nope, glass. We out.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the only dudes that I've ever heard a strength coach talk about having to find a vertical box to put the vertical thing
on top, man.
Of.
Yes.
Because his two-step approach, he maxed it out at 10 feet.
Easy.
They raised it again, he maxed it out again. So they had to put it on a little 24-inch box, the little padded box that you jump on to do box jumps.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't max it out.
Damn.
Freak athlete. Good dude.
Such a good dude.
Good kid, man.
Such a good dude.
Like Jay says, he does a lot of the little things.
Real down to earth.
Dunked on somebody a couple days ago. Got a put back on two people.
Actually. Oh, word. I missed that. Shouts to Reggie, man.
Yeah, I should have sent it to you. And then the two that you probably would have never thought, two lady Razorbacks.
Yes.
Amber Ramirez and Destiny Slocum.
Promise. We'll give you buckets in a heartbeat. I remember going back to back with Amber over the summer.
Y'all played five spots. I think you won three and she won two.
Come on, man.
And there were other people in the King of the Court, and it was just them two that won.
Yeah. There were other people there. I mean, that day she was just lighting us up, chopping. I remember because, like, we didn't really know each other then, like, as well as we do now. So now I kind of know how to guard, and she knows how to guard me. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, yo, who is this? Who did you bring here? Mm-hmm. Like, and why is she pulling up from this far?
Yeah.
But, man, yeah, I remember. We played King of the Court. I think I took three spots, and she took two. And, I mean, we were going back and forth.
Yeah,
you were the last one. Yep.
We were trading them.
Mm-hmm. Man, tough.
Hey,
tough.
when she hit that three at the end of the third quarter against UConn with the clock running out, the buzzer beater.
Tough.
And then she turned around and was talking to the bench. I was like, okay.
She's here.
Yeah.
She's arrived.
Yeah, she has arrived. She's been here.
Yeah.
I know that. You can't leave her open. Not everybody hits all their shots, so if you guys go stat hunting, trust me, get in the gym with her and watch what happens.
Promise. Can't make it up.
Get in the gym.
And Destiny as well.
She just came off a 27 or 29-point game against LSU. She only missed like three or four shots total.
Come on, man. Tough.
She's still in the running for the girl player of the year.
Really?
She was on the top 25 watch list. Now, I don't know if she's fallen off of that or not. I really need to do my research.
Yeah.
But she's been hooping. She's been a vital reason the Hogs, the Lady Razorbacks, have been as good as they are.
Yep. Got the three ball. Can hit you with a little bump and finish at the rim. All that, bro.
And here's how you know they're real. I cut you off, but here's how you know they're real hoopers. They were in a gym with Jay, Reggie, who's 6'8", like 230, big dude, Destiny, Amber, some other people that
– Art.
Art.
Who plays JUCO.
Art, Tate, KJ.
Yep, Deshaun.
Deshaun, Alex, in a gym full of dudes, never once called a foul.
Nope, swear.
Driving, they get touched. They get obviously fouled. No, I got to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
That's their ball. We don't want it.
Yep.
Playing with a men's ball, which, you know, is more common. But for a female to not be soft like that.
Man.
And you know, that's a stereotype. Mm-hmm. But they're really breaking that stereotype.
Yeah, I mean, was fitting right into the drills. Like, nobody would mind running with him. Okay, I got Destiny Am. Cool, let's run.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll fit right into the drills, bro.
Yeah, great.
Very impressive.
Great. Man. I don't think I'm leaving anybody else out, am I?
I think that's pretty much it, man. You know, and again, we wish we could show y'all some of that, bro, but it was crazy. You guys just know we wouldn't lie to y'all.
Well, and I will say this about Amber and Destiny, both McDonald's All-Americans.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm honored to know them.
For real.
For real.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And Reggie had, like, he told me he had, like, 12 letters to play football in ninth grade because he was the same size he was. From OU, Texas, like, Big 12.
Yeah.
Big-time programs, played tight, could have played tight end. Crazy. Got really soft hands, paws, like, catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
But unbelievable kid. Unbelievable player, but unbelievable person.
Yeah.
Oh, and Desi was in there, too.
Yep. Yeah, he
Desi
was.
Desi came in. He was frying people.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, he did.
He was frying people.
Yep.
He was That's in facts. There. He was in there, and I wish you could have got to play against JD. You would have really enjoyed watching and playing against him. But
all these everybody mentioned helped me so much. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't thank y'all enough, bro. But
we like, imagine what they show you. Obviously, C. Brickley has those runs in New York. These guys aren't pros, but they're the next closest thing.
Yeah,
that's what
for sure.
we had
they can
over
take
the
it
summer.
There. Yep.
Absolutely. That's what we had over the summer. It was amazing. So shout out to everybody. Again, on off of our college rant, we will be having an announcement here on Selection Sunday during the for the upcoming thing that teams are getting selected for.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know what that is, the NCAA tournament. We will give you guys more information and keep y'all posted as time goes.
Yeah. No, that sounds good, man. We're back on it. Look for, like I said, 2 to 3 vids a week, 2 for now. We can play it safe at 2. But thank you guys for your patience. Thank you for tuning in, man. We love doing this. Leave your questions in the comment section, bro, because we will read them.
Yeah, we will read them. A few. And also, this is not by again, but shout out to everybody if y'all copped a cream hoodie.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure. I think they, man, crazy statistic today. I think 200 hoodies went in like 20 minutes, which is insane.
I wonder what that average is per minute. I mean, what is that, 10, 20 hoodies per minute?
I think, yeah, something like that.
That's wild.
That's great, bro. Y'all going crazy. So, man, I can't thank y'all enough because it makes me feel a little more just grateful. And, like, I want you guys to like the merch. Like, so yeah. So if you really liking it, that gives me the opportunity to go back to the drawing board to say, okay, this worked. Yeah, let's just keep pushing as a family, bro, and get all this taken care of, man. And super grateful. Can't thank you guys enough for real. Yeah.
With that being said, thank you guys for watching and tuning in to another episode of the Walk-Ons Podcast. I'm Clay.
And I'm Jay. That's GG's G.
We out.
We out.